And so with the collapse of those Gaza ceasefire talks in Qatar, does the suffering of the people that Professor Maynard has been telling us about, does that now get even worse? Gershon Baskin, Middle East Director of the International Communities Organization. Your read of the collapse of these talks, Gershon Baskin, happening at a time that we heard earlier in the programme is a humanitarian tipping point for the people of Gaza.
Right. Good morning. I have to begin and just comment on how devastating it is to hear the report of Professor Maynard. This is the reality of Gaza, and this is the reality that people need to know about. And it's very good that there's a reliable source such as Professor Maynard, who was there for a month, who witnessed the war crimes that are taking place by Israel in Gaza in front of his eyes in the hospital. It's very important that the people of the world know that message. It's very important that the people of Israel hear it, because they don't.
And you were writing about this this week, about words, and we heard it again from Professor Maynard there, words. There are plenty of words, 28 countries signing letters accusing Israel of war crimes. Harrowing testimony from doctors, we've just heard that. Reporters starving, AFP, Reuters, BBC issuing statements about that. And yet, Washington and the EU member states, still supply arms and military support to Israel, which seems, under this government, to be determined to continue.
Right. There are many things that the international community can do, even if the United States under Donald Trump won't, with regard to Israel. And I could make up a whole list. But let's go back to the issue of the negotiations. The breakdown in negotiations emanates primarily from the fact that Israel and Hamas have diametrically opposed goals in the negotiations, and they're negotiating at different, so to speak, levels on these issues. Hamas wants the war to end, wants Israel to withdraw from Gaza, wants Israel to release a large number of Palestinian prisoners, including about 200 in this stage who are serving life sentence or killing Israelis. Israel does not want to end the war. Israel wants to remain in Gaza. It is willing to redeploy its forces, but not to a point that would indicate that it's going to end the war. Israel does not want to release all the Palestinian prisoners that Hamas is demanding, including prisoners from Gaza who were arrested since October 7th, some of them suspected of taking part in the atrocities of Hamas on October 7th in Israel. So here we have a breakdown because the sides can't agree on the basic parameters. The missing link here in all of this is Israel's correct statement that if it withdraws from Gaza, Hamas remains in place in control of Gaza. Even though Hamas has said explicitly that they have no intention of continuing to govern Gaza after the war, the failure of the Palestinian leadership in Ramallah, the Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, to appoint a viable, legitimate, practical Palestinian government or governor, someone to form a government there, makes the Israeli excuse hold water with the Americans in particular, who don't want Hamas to control Gaza. In fact, no one in the region really wants Hamas to continue to control Gaza, not the Gazans themselves, and not Egypt and Jordan and the Saudis and the Emiratis and other states in the region. But with this missing link, it makes it easier for Israel to deflect the call to end the war.
You wrote this week in the Times of Israel, I think, Israel's crimes have a price tag, and we will begin to see that price tag being cashed in more and more. What did you mean?
Well, we're seeing that. We saw two young soldiers waving IDF flags at a music dance festival in Belgium being called for interrogation. We just witnessed a group of Israeli youngsters being removed from a flight as they were flying to some summer camp. An Israeli cruise ship could not dock at a Greek island because there were pro-Palestinian protests taking place. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, when he considers flying abroad, has to think very carefully about the route that his plane will take because there's an international warrant for his arrest. These kind of things will happen more and more. I think what we will see is not only a Palestinian diaspora organization holding files on Israeli military personnel as they travel abroad. We will hear cases of warrants for arrest for Israeli officers, Israeli political leaders. Israelis who love to travel around the world will feel less and less welcome wherever they go.
It's been 22 months. Many people wonder, how much support is there at 22 months later within Israel in public opinion? And why is there not more protest at the war continuing the way it is?
It's a very good question and a very difficult one. The majority of Israelis, more than 80% of Israelis, want the war to end, want the hostages to come home. At the same time, there's a very large number of Israelis, I don't know if it's a majority or not, but a large number who believe that there are no innocent people in Gaza and still want retribution and revenge for what happened on October 7th. Israel is still living in trauma, very much living October 7th over and over again every day in our media. We also are not exposed in our media to the real humanitarian disaster that exists in Gaza. We see the physical destruction, but the Israeli media self-censors itself and doesn't allow the public to see the reality of Gaza. But there are more protests taking place calling for ending the war. There are more Israelis who are demanding for food to be let into Gaza to end the starvation. There are more and more Israelis writing about it, posting pictures on their social media, holding pictures of Palestinian children who are starving. So the awareness is growing, but it's not fast enough and it's not massive enough. And it's mainly because Israeli society is exhausted and in trauma still.
Thank you for talking to us this morning. Gershon Baskin, Middle East Director with the International Communities Organization.